Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. That is, by the way, the Saturday-only phone number, so if you're calling our regular weekday number, you're going to be SOL. The number you need tonight till 10 o'clock Eastern Time is 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Now, we call the show Free Talk Live, and Manwich obviously having some voice trouble tonight.
Yeah.
We called it, I feel for you, man, I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
We call it Free Talk Live because you can call in and talk about anything, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes. Again, 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives there. Maybe you are only listening to the show live on Saturday nights via your local radio station affiliate, like Bowling Green, Kentucky, WKCT, I believe, joining us for the first time tonight. So if you're listening in Bowling Green, you're in for something a little bit different tonight. Bear with us. You'll figure it out quickly here. But you can log on at you can go to freetalklive.com, and you can see that we have 8 months' worth of the show. Right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no 24/7 pass you have to buy or anything like that. In fact, you don't even have to dig around for the stuff. They're right there on the front page of the website, freetalklive.com. So go take advantage of those. In fact, tonight, Manwich, we're going to be upgrading our archives.
How are we going to do that?
We're boosting the quality levels of our archives.
Apparently, I have nothing to do with this.
No, with tonight's show. When tonight's show goes on in archive format, it will be higher quality than last night's show was. We'll explain why that is coming up later on tonight. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free, 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org. Since we have a lot of affiliates on board tonight, our Saturday night show is our most popular show. I want to throw out one of my favorite holiday topics and see if we can get some response on this one. Holiday parties. Christmas office parties. I want to hear from you if you have a really great or terrible shocking Christmas party story. You know, the kind of thing where somebody was doing a little something with the boss's wife in the other room, and, you know, you stumbled into it, or you ran into the boss and somebody else snorting cocaine. I think we had that one year or something like that, or who you woke up with that you weren't expecting to wake up with. Just give me a crazy office Christmas party story at 800-259-9231. Now, man, what you've been to a few Christmas parties in your time.
Yeah, usually somebody ends up touching a booby at a Christmas party.
Yeah, is that about as bad as it's gotten at your Christmas parties?
I guess everything that, you know, no. I know that on-premises, you know, actual carnal knowledge occurred at one Christmas party.
Carnal knowledge?
Yes.
You mean sexual intercourse?
Yes.
Wow. Was it out in front of everybody else, or was it off in a side room?
It was in a side room.
Because there's some crazy stuff that goes on at office Christmas parties, and it's about that time of year. I think, you know, 2 weeks here, almost 2 weeks into the month of December, offices are starting to have these things. So whether it's something that happened to you this year, or whether it was in years past, a good Christmas party story is always good to hear. 800-259-9231. So that's going to be valid all night long. Of course, it is your show. You can always bring up whatever you want. But I definitely want to hear Christmas party stories if you've got them. Coming up, let's go to the email box to start things out with tonight. Because over the past few days, we've had just kind of this continuing conversation about privacy.
Yeah.
And what sparked all of this...
Constitutional rights to privacy.
Right. What sparked all of this was the suggestion... It was some sort of controversy about upskirt photography.
Yes.
Which, in case you don't know, that most of it's fake. Most of it's just guys paying girls to allow them to take photos up their skirts. But there are some guys that are, like, really into it, and they put a camera in their boot, for instance, and then they go walk around a mall and stick their... boot underneath between people's legs and try to take pictures up there. And that's obviously the part that people are really disturbed about. And that led us into this conversation about privacy and what kind of an expectation to privacy you can have, whether you're in your home or whether you're in a public place or whether you're in, again, on somebody else's private property. What sort of expectation of privacy do you have? I mean, last night it went so crazy, the conversation we had, to suggest that if you were in your house and somebody took a picture of you with an X-ray camera, I suggested that you didn't have a right to privacy from x-rays unless you put up lead in your walls. Now, it sounds a little nutty, but again, if you want to prevent somebody from taking x-ray photography of you, you should be hanging lead. But you had an email response to this, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've kind of vacillated back and forth on this issue. Mm-hmm. I'm not really not sure what I believe.
Right.
So the emailers have been battling over my opinion here. Nicholas says, I can't lose you over the last email you got from the true libertarian yesterday. I had written a traditionally long email about Microsoft, but I couldn't resist sending this one instead. I understand I am only a hopeless French libertine, and this is why I come to you with the most sincere desire to get educated on this complex issue. I am a little confused and in dire need of clarification. I have a few questions, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Number one. Is it reasonable expectation that something will happen or will not happen enough to warrant that a law ensures that it will or will not happen? You understand?
Can we read that again?
Is it a reasonable expectation that something will happen enough to warrant that the law ensures that it will not happen?
He's suggesting that if something is going to happen out there, we should pass a law to prevent that from happening, right?
If it could happen.
I think it's silly to suggest that a law is going to prevent this stuff from happening. I mean, aren't there laws on the books in 49 out of the 50 states that make upskirt photography illegal?
I would imagine.
Without consent? But is it stopping it? No. Of course not. It just makes it more exciting. It makes it more of a challenge for the perpetrator in that case.
Is taking a photo of someone else violating a right to self ownership? Does it constitute an initiation of force against that person?
I say no.
All things equal, does the geographical location of a person affect his or her rights in any way? I.e., my home, my backyard, my shed, my my car.
No.
Is it possible to objectively and universally define what is to be considered private and what is not? Once this has been done, should we ban or censor videos, pictures, written descriptions, oral descriptions?
Yeah.
In what case and according to what standards? Wouldn't that constitute the real initiation of force?
What are the criteria of what should be private?
Right. Can somebody write out a paragraph describing you and using your name and stuff?
Good question.
Nicholas does seem to have the upper hand in this conversation. P.S., I don't like the idea of people taking upskirt photos or x-raying my life, but heck, who am I to initiate force against those who haven't initiated against me?
Indeed. I mean, I feel sorry for you if you have this happen to you and you don't know about it, and then all of a sudden you see your legs, I guess, show up on the internet. I feel bad for you, but next time, wear some pants.
I think that a jury of your peers would probably find you innocent for beating up somebody,
your
girlfriend's upskirt photo without her permission.
No doubt about it.
I think that they would also... I don't think that if somebody takes an x-ray photo of you in your home while you're having sex, you're ever going to know. But if you do, for whatever reason...
Nor would you be identifiable, really. I mean, if it's an x-ray photo...
Well, I think that
a heat signature. You know how the cops fly over with their heat signature cameras looking for marijuana plants? Well, if they do that to you, it's just a heat signature. It doesn't look like anybody.
But this sort of addresses future technology, too, and it's possible the future technology will be able to take a very good image of someone through a wall.
Well,
you never know.
Here is a different email from Carolyn on the same topic. FTL@freetalklive.com is the email address. Carolyn says, the argument you're using to say that upskirt photography is all right because women who wear shorter skirts are setting themselves up for it is the same argument that many use to say that women who dress provocatively deserve to be sexually assaulted. No, that's not quite the same thing. I see where she's coming from on that, and I didn't say that it was all right. I didn't say that I thought it was a cool thing that these people are out there doing this. I'm just saying that if you don't want somebody... If you're concerned about this, ladies, if you're concerned about some perverted guy sticking his boot with a camera in it between your legs and taking a picture, it's up to you to prevent it from happening. It's up to you to not wear a skirt. That's all. If you want to guarantee that it's not going to happen to you, don't wear that stuff. I'm not saying I don't want you to stop wearing... I like skirts. Please, keep wearing them. More on the way. 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Still want your office Christmas party stories coming up.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
When it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet and a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any one of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL for a special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Saturday night edition. We're live here. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. You can join us and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. Take control of the phones. 800-259-9231. If you want to keep up to date with the show, if you want to know what's going on with Free Talk Live, sign up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com. It is totally free, and we'll clue you in via email whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. That's updates.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about upskirt photography and privacy and how much of an expectation of privacy you have. And we're in the middle of Carolyn's email, and I'm going to put her on hold because we got a call coming in, so we're going to the phones to Manuel in Iowa. Manuel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, Manuel, what's on your mind?
Well, I think I have a possible solution to this problem of spirit photography.
Okay.
So far, everyone has been talking about whether it's been a trespass of property or if it has violated rights or, you know, initiation of aggression. But the problem is that no one has ever talked about if it violates any rules or regulations of the land on which photography is standing. This is the same issue that we hear when, should public schools teach more math or more, English, or should they wear uniforms or not?
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that there's no solution when you have a stateless context. Like today you have Nazis marching in Toledo. Should they be allowed or not? Well, if you had a private road, this problem wouldn't exist. Whatever happens by the owner is what needs to happen.
So you're saying that if the Nazis wanted to protest and march on somebody's cornfield, nobody would have anything to say because that would be their cornfield, right?
Well, I mean,
it wouldn't be that interesting in a cornfield, I'll grant you.
But, well, I mean, I'm saying that whoever the owner is of the land should get to decide what's happening on it.
Right.
So there's no ultimate decision on how to solve this problem, because how do we know? I mean, even if there isn't, even if this photography doesn't violate any rights, I mean, it's still a little uncomfortable.
No doubt about it.
So the state imposes a lowest common denominator. Allow almost everything to happen for the sake of freedom and all that. But that's just the state imposing its own will on its own property.
What you're saying is, like for instance, if I owned a mall, a shopping mall, I would set a rule that says there's no upskirt photography allowed. Or no photography at all allowed within
the
mall.
Right, and this is the same,
permission.
Some businesses allow guns, some don't, don't like kids. Some, for a restaurant, you must wear a shirt. Things that are not traditionally common knowledge.
And if you're caught photographing somebody without permission of the mall or that person, then you're not allowed back ever
right.
again.
Right, you should be expelled, and maybe the victim should perhaps have some sort of compensation to, satisfy the customer to come back again.
Very good, Manuel. Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
800-259-9231. You look like you had something.
Well, I'm just saying that I don't. The violator doesn't seem to lose much. The expulsion from the mall, big deal. I think they should have their butt kicked, personally.
Well, if you're right there and you're standing next to your wife and she's having that happen, then go ahead and kick his butt. And then expect him to take you to court later on. And you'll, like you said, you'll probably win. Because who's gonna find for the sicko? Really? And what are the chances that the 12 people on the jury or whoever's sitting in judgment of that case is going to find for the guy with the camera? I find that hard to believe. Exactly. Let me go back to Carolyn's email, because she's upset about this. She's suggesting that it should be illegal, according to her, it should be illegal upskirt photography, because women have a right to dress in any way that this culture considers the only proper dress for many occasions, skirts and dresses, without being exploited. A woman's or man's right to privacy is not negated by their wearing of a dress or skirt. No one. I agree with that. Of course, it's not negated by it, but it increases your chances of having something that you don't want done to you done. If you're going to wear a low cut blouse where a lot of cleavage is showing, there's a good chance that there are a lot of guys that are going to be trying to look down your blouse, right?
Yeah. They will.
Right. If you wear a bulky jacket instead that's all zipped up, you're probably not going to get much attention from those guys, from those same guys. And I just think it just has... if you don't want the attention, don't wear that stuff. She says no one has the right to profit from unapproved images of someone else's body. Is it all right for people to put cameras in bathrooms?
Well, hold on just a second. What if I had a website that said... pictures of people on the street.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And I just took, I went to the corner, the busiest corner of my street where pedestrians go by every day. I put a webcam up.
There are webcams all over the place, by the way, on corners of streets everywhere.
And I sell subscriptions at $5 a month to people who want to watch this corner. And I have photos that of the most interesting people that have walked by in the last, 6 months.
Sure. Maybe a weird looking person or a hobo or a guy with a mohawk or something like that.
I have the photo of the hot chick photo of the day.
Right.
That I put up there. I've got a whole service. Going. Are you saying that I shouldn't be able to have that when these people are walking down the street? I shouldn't be able to take a picture of them? Because there's lots of pictures being taken of you without your permission.
The question is somebody profiting from it? I don't think most people are profiting from the webcams, but nonetheless, shouldn't you be able to? I mean, if you're in public, I think that that's enough consent right there that people can use your image.
A business's security is essentially a portion of its profit equation, and if a business isn't secure, then it's going to make less profits than if it was secure. The more secure, if securing aspects of their business ensure profitability. So, yes, photos of people in convenience stores does lead to profitability because there's fewer robberies.
So she asks, is it all right for people to put cameras in bathrooms?
I think that it's unseemly, and I certainly wouldn't put any in my business's bathroom.
No doubt about it. If I was going to put a camera in my bathroom, I'd be sure to notate it with a sign on the door to the bathroom, you know, because there's a lot of businesses that have signs on their restroom door saying, you're not allowed to come in here with product. You know, if you've got your shopping cart, you need to leave it outside. You can't come in holding product from the store because there's a lot of thieves that walk into the bathroom with a product and then walk out without the product in their hands. That's because they've shoved it down their pants or something like that. So if I was going to put a camera in a bathroom, I'd post warning that there is a camera in this bathroom. But I think that businesses should absolutely be able to put cameras in bathrooms. And if you want to be unscrupulous about it and the word comes out, then you might face some problems. I mean, if some store puts a camera in their bathroom and nobody's alerted to it, and then, you know, after the fact, somebody happens to look up in the ceiling and notice that there's a camera there, and then they go and they tell, you know, News Channel 8, who's going to investigate for you, and they find out that, you know, Walmart's got cameras in their bathrooms now, that's going to do some damage to that business, don't you think? Because don't you think most people would agree that putting cameras in a bathroom is a little weird?
I think that the hotel rooms where this has occurred with two-way mirrors, this is, you know, this has a certain level of precedent. The big issue is that people don't know.
Right.
If they did know, they'd probably not rent the room.
Exactly.
But they don't know. They don't know that there's a guy standing behind that two-way mirror pleasing himself.
That's kind of creepy. She says, if you're going to go to the bathroom, the public restroom, doesn't that take away your right to privacy? Or does it? As far as the right to privacy is concerned, it sounds nice and everything, but I don't think you have a right to privacy if you're not working towards it. If you're in your house, then you have some level of privacy. If you're in a concealed area that you've created for yourself, then you have the amount of privacy that you've created for yourself. If you're outside of that area, it's open season as far as I'm concerned. Am I wrong about that? 800-259-9231.
Well, I think that the people that have been crusading for privacy, we probably have some of our privacy to thank for that, by the way.
1-800-259-9231. Maybe I'm really off on this whole privacy thing, but I think you have to work towards it. Would love to hear your thoughts. Also, I found a Christmas party story. We're going to come up with that. And if you've got one to submit to us here, 800-259-9231, we want to hear your craziest, wildest, most scary, whatever Christmas office party story. This is your show. Of course, you can bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition of the show. We're here live with you till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Plenty of time for your calls about whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. The broadband version of the show is there, as well as a dial-up version, so take advantage of them for free. freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the show. And I promised you a Christmas office party embarrassing moment story. I just pulled this one off the web, so we're still waiting for your Christmas office party stories. And I know
you've
got them.
It usually takes people a little while to warm up to this one.
Come on.
Okay.
You don't have to tell us who you are. You can make up a name, okay? Just want to let you know the screening process here on Free Talk Live, very, very light. Because we want you to call in about anything. So all you have to do is call in, give us your, give the board operator your name, where you're calling from, what you want to talk about, and how you're listening to the show. We put you on the air. It's that simple.
We'll withhold where you're calling from if that's what you'd like to.
Sure. Don't tell us the company. You don't have to tell us the company. You just have to tell us that you were at a Christmas office party, and here's what happened. Like this lady. She says, when I was 23, I went to my office party, and there were about 40 other colleagues there. I'd had a few before going to calm the nerves. Anyway, a couple of hours in, and I'm feeling a little horny and a bit sympathetic. So I go up to a male colleague who was always so shy. I also knew him to be a virgin. Office gossip is so unkind. He also happened to be the main manager's nephew. What exactly happened next, I don't remember that well. However, I do remember waking up with this lad in my flat, and you can tell she's from the UK, and him telling me how he loved me and how great last night had been, etc. Apparently, not only had I shagged him, but beforehand, unbeknownst to him, I had gone up to my boss and told him that I was going to sort out his nephew and that I expected a promotion for it.
Holy crap, she was schnockered.
And apparently nobody took her seriously. Oh dear, things were kind of complicated in the office after that, and I kind of got the feeling that people were a little disappointed with my treatment of the lad. Well, at least he wasn't disappointed.
Well, he wasn't disappointed immediately.
What do you mean?
Well, he said he loved her.
Oh, right. Well,
perhaps later he was a little disappointed. But, you know, that's the way it goes.
Yes. So I want your office Christmas party story, 800-259-9231.
Not many people married to the first person that told them that they loved them, you know?
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. All right. So, Manwich, we're going to go to a little bit of a different email here. This one coming in about Iraq's new constitution from Luke. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. Actually, this is just amazing stuff. I mean, everybody sort of touts constitutions as this wonderful idea, and constitutions are so great, and we need to have a pro-freedom constitution. Well, I don't know if anybody is touting this as a pro-freedom constitution that has anything to do with the United States Constitution, but I just thought you might find interesting what are some of the provisions in here. According to Article 8, Iraq shall abide by the principles of good neighborliness and by not intervening in the internal affairs of the other countries, and it shall seek to peacefully resolve conflicts and shall establish its relations on the basis of shared interests and similar treatment, and shall respect its international obligations. That sounds nice. Article 16, equal opportunity is a right guaranteed to all Iraqis, and the state shall take the necessary steps to achieve this. So they're enshrining equal opportunity as a right in the Iraqi constitution. Mm. Work is a right for all Iraqis, according to Article 22, in a way that guarantees them a good life. So just because...
Socialism.
Yes, socialism indeed. So just because they wrote down on this piece of paper that work is a right, now everybody in Iraq's going to have a good life. Isn't that amazing?
I wonder if that means that, you know, I get to walk up to, if I'm an Iraqi, I get to walk up to any old Iraqi and say, you've got to give me a job. You must give me a job, you must pay me well, and I'm going to perform poorly.
Yeah, well, it's a right. I mean, as long as you're guaranteed a good life, if you've got a guarantee of a good life, why should you work hard, right?
You know, if somebody opens up a business, it should be their right to hire who they want.
Indeed, but you sound extreme, man.
I don't feel like I sound extreme.
You mean I should only be able to hire attractive women if I want to in my business?
You know, I don't know why attractive women would want to go work for you, but...
If I had enough money, they would.
Well, some would, I suppose. But, yeah, I think that is true. I think that if you only want to hire Hispanics because you're bigoted and you believe that Hispanics work harder than white people, okay.
Right. That's I think fine. You should, too. And you should also be able to feel the market punishment that will come from that sort of, you know, those sort of hiring practices.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're only hiring one certain group of people, there might be some other people that are kind of angry about that that aren't going to patronize your business anymore.
I don't think I'd particularly like it if a company said, we only hire Hispanics.
But isn't it, I just find it amazing that people can believe that by writing stuff down on a piece of paper and signing their names to it, that they're going to guarantee people a good life. I mean, does anybody, do the people writing this...
Here's your good life.
Right. Do the people writing this really actually believe that by writing things down on paper, they can create things and that they can set people up for life? It's just so silly. Article 30 says, the state guarantees social and health insurance, the basics for a free and honorable life for the individual and the family. Oh, except for the people providing the insurance, right?
Right.
So you're free to have health insurance, except for those people that are not free to choose not to give it to you. And then, of course, it says every Iraqi has the right to health service, and the state is in charge of public health and guarantees the means of protection and treatment by building different kinds of hospitals and health institutions. So there you go, Article 31 there, enshrining socialism, socialized health care, universal health care in the Iraqi Constitution. And it's not...
I thought we were going to set up a democracy or whatever... George said. He didn't say that he was going to set up a socialist paradise.
Well, no, democracy is the linchpin of socialism. I mean, haven't you ever heard the socialists out there crowing about how great democracy is?
I guess you're right.
That's what they want. They want a majority to rule and the minority. They claim, I love it. I was having a conversation with...
Because there's a lot more employees than there are employers.
Indeed. I was having a conversation with some socialists recently, and they said that, because I brought up the fact that democracy is nothing more than tyranny of the majority. It's where 51% gets to control the other 49%.
And that's those numbers are kind of funny, too, because in America, that's 51, you know, the 51%, let's run those numbers down. About half of the people are registered to vote, period. And about half of them do vote. And that's 51% of that half.
Mm-hmm.
That's 51% of those people. So,
a little misleading.
Yeah, so it's like 12.5%.
So, yeah. But anyway, in the socialist fantasy world, though, in the fantasy mind of the socialist, everybody will be voting.
Everyone will vote.
Everyone will vote, and the majority will rule.
On everything.
I said, well, what will happen to the minority?
Let's paint this wall green. No, I think we should paint it blue.
What happens? I mean, it sounds all nice and everything until you think about the minority and the fact that they get to be ruled by the majority. Oh, then they brush that one off by saying, well, it's majority rule minority rights. So they believe that if they have, in some weird way, if they get their perfect little socialist system, that the majority, even though they'll rule, won't be able to take away the rights of the minority.
Well,
but they're ruling.
Well, the thing is that in this country, you've seen that the rights of the minority get trampled on by the majority all the time. I think that's a great system. That's fine. When you get majority rule, minority rights, that's good stuff. But... how about the video game industry? You know, they're going after the video game industry for producing ultra-violent video games and blah, 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 blah. What if I want to buy ultra-violent video games?
Yeah.
I think that's a right of mine. I really do.
It should be your ability to transact business with whomever you like.
I mean, in the Constitution, you know, engaging in commerce is considered a right.
Oh, get this, man, which Article 31, second part of that. Free education's a right for all Iraqis in all its stages. So, again... Welcome to the socialist democracy of Iraq. We'll come back with more, 800-259-9231. And wait until you hear their rules for the media. Oh, this is good stuff. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
E equals MC squared is wrong.
What are you talking about?
Einstein's equations have errors. It's in this book I've been reading, The Collapse of Special Relativity.
That can't be right. Where did you hear about that?
In Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, a book at RelativityCollapse.net and RelativityCollapse.com. I liked what they had to say, so I bought it at Amazon.com.
I don't know. It sounds like it'd be complicated to read.
That's where you're wrong. It's written with a minimal amount of math, just enough to get the point across, and also has many detailed drawings.
Are you sure? I mean, E equals MC squared. That's gotta be wrong.
It is.
That's not what I meant. Where'd you find that book?
Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, at RelativityCollapse.com, RelativityCollapse.net, or Amazon.com.
I still can't believe that Einstein is wrong.
It's the 21st century. Get up to speed. Just buy The Collapse of Special Relativity at RelativityCollapse.com or RelativityCollapse.net or Amazon.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the show, 800-259-9231. We're here live with you till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, Saturday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Vote for the show. If you like the fact that we give you everything for free on our website, we give you the archives, live streams, the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners. If you like all that for free, well, register your appreciation by voting for the show at vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month kind of thing. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is your email address, and it helps us out. Because of your votes, we're the number two podcast in the world.
That's a good thing.
According to PodcastAlley.com. And being number two, well, we'd like to be number one. That's why we need to go to vote.freetalklive.com. But being up there means that we get new listeners. People coming across the show, brand new people experiencing the message of freedom and liberty here on Free Talk Live. So thanks to you. Vote.freetalklive.com. All right, we're talking about the Iraqi Constitution. Or I guess it's... Has this been passed yet? Is this like the proposed constitution? I haven't really been paying attention to that.
You know, I had heard that it hadn't been, but it may have been slipped by in the last couple of weeks, and I didn't hear it.
Well, there's all kinds of socialist dreck in here, and you can imagine that this is probably what it would look like, Manwich, if we had a little constitutional convention here in America today.
Oh, yeah.
If next week we decided, the people up in Washington decided they wanted to just rewrite that whole constitution thing, you could imagine that it's going to look something like this, where they guarantee that work is a right for all Iraqis, and equal opportunities are right, and the state guarantees social and health services. And
everybody gets a new car. No, all these things are things that you work for. Sorry.
Yeah, it
doesn't make them rights.
Yeah,
you should have the right to work for them.
Of course. Now you don't want to be sounding cold and callous here, man. Which I mean, people who are sick should be taken care of. I mean, no doubt about that. But the problem with saying that you have a right to health care, that means when you say you have a right to health care, that means that you also have a right to somebody's time and effort and money.
Right, because somebody has to give the health care.
Exactly. What if there were no doctors? Where would your right to health care come from?
Right. If I'm a doctor, I mean, really, shouldn't I be able to price my price myself at anything I want?
Mm-hmm.
If I want to put my time at $1,000 a minute, probably most people won't go to me.
No doubt.
But I think that that's my right as a crazy guy to do that.
Absolutely. I mean, you're a businessman like anybody else. Doctors are working for money, too. And in these socialist healthcare economies, the doctors are slaves, essentially.
And if you enslave the doctors, there'll be fewer and fewer doctors.
That's right.
Because people won't want to get into that business.
There will be fewer and fewer. There might be some doctors, but not only will they become less and less, but also the quality level will decline as well.
Right.
We talked to a guy who was a doctor for a long time, and then he just gave it up one day because he was tired of all the paperwork. He was tired of all the rules and regulations and red tape that we've placed on doctors in this country, so he quit.
He wanted to heal people and make money.
That's right.
And the government wasn't helping him with that.
The government said, you can heal people, but you can't make any money anymore. You have to fill out all this paperwork, and we're going to take a good chunk of your money. And if you want to heal this guy, we're only going to give you a fraction of what it's actually worth. So Walmart wouldn't want to sell products below cost. Doctors don't want to sell services below cost either. And when you say somebody has a right to health care, what you're saying is you have a right to walk into somebody's office and force that person to work on you.
Absolutely.
That's not right at all.
If I'm ailing and bedridden, do I have the right to go into someone's house and say, you're going to take care of me, and I'm going to pay you $10 a day to do it?
But I'm going to pay you nothing. I have a right. I mean, if you have a right, you don't have to pay for it. That's what universal health care is all about.
Yeah.
That's the big sell.
That's the problem with all that stuff.
Right. So eventually the doctors are going to go away. Is that really what you want, those of you out there who support universal health care? Maybe one of you could call in and enlighten us. 800-259-9231. The other part of we're just, again, giving you some excerpts from the Iraqi Constitution. Free education is a right for all Iraqis in all of its stages.
That way we can mind-bend all your little youngsters to the way we want them to think.
Yeah, which is to believe in crap like this. To believe that just by being born, that you have a right to be taken care of and that you have a right to education. And it's the same issue here. The same issue is you don't have a right to walk into a classroom and demand that somebody teach to you.
Yep.
I'm not saying kids shouldn't have an education. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying leave it to the free market. Let the market handle it. The poor people will be taken care of fine, because that's the first objection you get from a socialist is, well, what about the poor? They can't afford education. Well, did it ever cross your mind that maybe one of the reasons why poor people can't afford education and can't afford certain things is because they're taxed to death? Did that ever cross your mind? Maybe it's because they're paying too much in rent? Because the poor people are paying the education taxes. They're paying property taxes.
Yeah.
Just not directly. As a landlord, you pass on all your property taxes to the people that rent from you.
And as a corporation, which we want to see these nasty corporations taxed, the burden on them just to be horrible. Well, corporations are imaginary entities.
Right.
They don't exist. They're just a group of people
working
together.
They exist on paper. That's it.
Yeah. And when this corporation must make profits in order to exist, if the corporation continues to not make profits,
bye-bye.
It goes away.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to pass on the taxes that the government burdens them with to the people that buy them. So whatever it is that these poor people purchase, they pay all the taxes of the corporation of the amount that they purchase.
That's right. And they also pay all the taxes on everybody who's the middleman. So when the loaf of bread comes off the manufacturing line, yes, you're paying for all of the manufacturer's taxes, but guess what? You're also paying for all of the for a fraction of the taxes of the shipping company. Because then they load it up onto a truck, and you get to pay for all the taxes on the gasoline that they spend, that they buy, to get it from point A to point B.
Because the combustion engine is bad.
You get to pay all the taxes on the end dealer, the grocery store that it goes to. You get to pay the taxes.
Because he's an evil overlord.
More coming back. 800-259-9231. Oh, and the state, the Iraqi Constitution portion of the media is just brilliant. We'll share that with you coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday night show. Here till 10 o'clock, you take control of the phones. 800-259-9231, you can bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. AT in here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can, you can add yourself to our listener map at map.freetalklive.com. In fact, you have to go directly to map.freetalklive.com, and you will see hundreds of our listeners that have plotted themselves on our worldwide map of listenership. So you can live anywhere in the world. You just add your location, add your name, and you can put a photo up of yourself if you'd like, and even a little phrase to go along with you.
This thing's a lot of fun.
High school
friends, old college buddies have found each other.
That's right.
Via this, it's good stuff.
And it's free, of course.
And there's 400-500 pictures on there, and each of them has a little phrase underneath, and people all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing.
It's exciting stuff. Map.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Maybe we'll return to the Iraqi Constitution in hour two. Let's talk to Jason in Ohio, listening on, something. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to see if either of you guys have seen that Aegis video that the security contractors created with the Elvis music in the background, where they're just kind of driving and shooting at Iraqis, driving down the street, maybe
what?
Killing a few of them. Oh, you didn't see it?
No, what is this?
Are you online right now?
Well, yes, I am.
Go ahead and go to truthout.org. It's about the second video down there. Click on the video, and it has security contractors from the company Aegis, and they're just kind of driving down the airport road, and every once in a while they'll pick up their automatic machine gun and just start hacking a few Iraqis down, hitting cars.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, it's insane. They're going to start investigating it, they said, but it's a pretty intense video just to see. I know you guys are talking about socialism and the Iraqi Constitution and all the yada, 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 but to actually see what's happening and going on there is out of control.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, because the security contractors, you know, they can't be held responsible. They basically...
the military people aren't really held responsible for most of the things they do.
Actually, the military people are held much more responsible for their actions than the security contractors. If you want to go ahead and investigate that, look that up to see kind of how the rules apply to the military compared to that of the security contractors. It's actually very interesting. But that video will blow your mind.
Well, one thing's for sure, none of them need to be there. None of them. We just need to bring everybody home, and not just from Iraq, but from all the countries around the world, from all of the 135-something countries that the United States is currently occupying. We need to bring every single troop home, close down all of those bases. How do you feel about that?
Sure, I guess. There has to be some type of security. We have to have our finger on some type of pulse, being that we are the greatest empire that basically ever ruled the world.
Well, we're not
right
supposed
now.
To be ruling the world, and we're not supposed to be an empire.
When you rule the world...
Yeah, but we are. So
but when you rule the world, don't you subjugate people when you rule the world? I mean, I'd say we're a benevolent empire, relatively.
Depends on if you're on the wrong side of us or not.
Compared to the Aztecs who cut people's hearts out,
okay.
Yeah, we're a benevolent empire.
Yeah, we don't have to actually cut people's hearts out now. We could use all other kinds of means. We could use economic means, economic sanctions. We could do an array of things.
Sure, they got torture now, too.
Yeah, sure. We could capture people on the streets and drug them and take them over to some gulag.
Don't you think that we should just be a free country and keep to ourselves and mind our own business, Jason?
Absolutely. What I actually believe the most in regards to this is the medicine and the healthcare we guys are talking about. I would love it if we didn't have to fill out all this paperwork and pay these incredible, exorbitant amount of insurance. And I love how...
Wait, Jason, did you just say you want a socialized healthcare?
No.
All right, man, thanks for the call. We got a scram. Hour 2's on the way. 800-259-9231.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a